presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. Led by Professor Browning, famous radiologist held captive by the foreign agent Dr. Deutsch, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen found their way into a secret room filled with cases of books, deep in the cavernous heart of Volcano Island. Unable to track them down, Dr. Deutsch has ordered the passageway sealed and the ventilation machinery reversed. Kent, Jimmy, and Professor Browning, unaware of the danger they face, make plans for further investigation of Deutsch's headquarters in an effort to discover the meaning of his master plan. Listen.
In here, Professor Browning?
Yeah, I don't know, Jimmy. We'll have to take a chance on that.
I hope this is our lucky day.
You know, there must be thousands of books here in this room. I wonder what Deutsch plans to do with so many books.
Hey, look at what somebody's done to this book, Mr. Kent.
Well, there's a square hole cut right through the pages.
Same with this one. And this one. Why, they're all like that.
Well, you're right, Jimmy. Every one of them is mutilated in the same way.
That's odd. It's amazing. Have you noticed that each one of these holes is exactly the same size?
Yes, about 2 inches square. Cut right through the book, except for 10 pages at the beginning and 10 at the end. With the book closed, you'd never even guess there was anything peculiar about it.
You know, Kent, those little square hollows are perfect hiding places for something small and very valuable.
Such as a little lead container filled with radium?
Mr. Kent, I think you've got the answer.
But why would Deutsch want to hide the radium in books? Why would he want to hide it at all?
I don't know, Jimmy, but I believe Deutsch has found a new way to use radium, to unleash the energy in the radium atom. If this is so, he has in his grasp the most powerful destructive force humanity has ever known. Why, the atomic energy in 1 ounce of radium could blow the United States off the map. And Deutsch is trying to get 12 ounces of it.
What's that?
I've heard that motor hum before. They are closing the stone doors leading from this tunnel. Something's up.
Gosh, they blow the lights.
Yes, we'd better get out while we can. Let's try this door. We're locked in.
What are we going to do now?
Attention, Herr Browning.
What's that?
It's Deutsch talking on the public address system. Listen.
I know you are hiding somewhere off tunnel number 7. And I'm pleased to inform you that you and your friends are trapped. I have closed all the doors to the tunnel. And now we'll turn off the ventilator blowers. Soon you will find yourselves without air. Do you follow me?
The swine. I didn't think even he was low enough to do anything like this.
However, Herr Professor, since I still have need of your services, I am willing to offer you and whoever is with you a chance to live. Under the loudspeaker through which my voice is coming, you will find a push button. If you wish to remain alive, press this button. This will indicate to me which room you are in. I will send for you. You have 30 seconds to choose between life and death. 30 seconds.
Wait, Professor. Don't touch that button.
What else can I do, Kent? There is no choice. For myself, I would rather die, but I can't sacrifice you and Jimmy.
There must be some other way. Let me think.
15 seconds to go, Herr Professor. 10 seconds.
I can't stand this, Kent. Let me press the button.
No, don't touch it. Get down on the floor.
What will that accomplish?
Do as I say. Get down. You too, Jimmy.
Your time is up. I am cutting off the air.
Kent, you see? He's going to murder us.
Take it easy, Professor. And keep low. The air will be fresher near the floor.
What's that hum, Mr. Kent?
Sounds like a ventilator blower.
It is. But Deutsch probably has it running in reverse, drawing the good air off. It's getting close already.
You all right, Jimmy?
I don't know. My head feels light.
Kent, you should have let me press the button. No air now. We are suffocating. Can't breathe. Kent.
He's out. I wonder how long Jimmy can take it. Jimmy. Jimmy. Out too. Good. Now I can get to work.
As Superman. I'll have that door broken down in a moment. Here goes. What's that? Sounds like a dog barking. What? Coming from under the floor. It must be Storm. Here now. Right under this pile of books. I'll just clear them away. Must be an opening of some sort here. Yes, here it is. Trap door. Here's the handle. One good pull should tear that loose. Now. There we are. Storm. Storm. An abandoned passageway. Now to get the professor and Jimmy out of here. Better not let them see me as Superman. Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy. Wake up.
What's happened?
He fell asleep when the air went bad. Take a few deep breaths now.
Gosh, it was good. I remember now. George turned the air off. Did he turn it on again?
No, Jimmy. I found a way out. A trap door. And guess who led me to it? Storm. I heard him whining under the floor.
Oh, good old Storm. Where is he?
In a narrow passageway under the trap door. Come on, now. Give me a hand to the professor.
Okay.
I'll take his shoulders.
It sure is out cold.
Yeah. Now, hold him here, Jimmy. I'll drop into the passageway, then you slide him down to me, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Here I go. All right, now, let him down easy. Easy, Jimmy. So I can get a good grip on him. There. All right, I got it. Okay, Jimmy. Let yourself down now. Hang on the edge and then let go. I'll catch you.
Here I come. Look out.
There you are.
Oh, boy. It sure feels good to get out of that plane.
Yeah. Professor. Professor, you all right?
I think so, Ken.
Oh, good. Now, this tunnel must be an abandoned entrance. Or maybe an emergency exit for Deutsch.
Look, Mr. Kent.
Yes?
You can see the beach and the ocean from here.
Sure, Jimmy. It certainly looks good.
Yes, but how did we get here?
There's no time for explanations, Professor. Now, you stay here with Jimmy and Storm. I'm going back into the tunnel and look around. There must be an entrance to the main passage through this corridor.
Mr. Kent, please don't go back in there. You'll get caught.
Now, don't you worry, Jimmy. I'll be careful. You wait here for me. I'd like to sneak up on my friend
Deutsch as Superman. Get some more information. Should be a passage linking up with Deutsch's private office. Ah, is that ladder I noticed on our way out. I'll see where it leads to. This is a short corridor. Dead end on both sides. Oh. Wait. Voices. Coming through this door, set into the side of the passage. Yes, and familiar voices. Deutsch and Hans.
Getting late, Hans. See if you can't take contact with the other wavelength.
I will try, Herr Doctor. Here. Are the earphones, Herr Doctor.
Quickly, give them to me.
This should be interesting.
Hello? Hello? Ah, this is Deutsch. Yeah. Good. Now listen closely. You are to have the boat 10 miles out to sea, due west of the cove. I've only 2 men on board, so there will be no suspicion. We will dispatch a radio-controlled seaplane immediately with a shipment of books. Understand? Perfect. Right. Now quickly, Harry. Go to the hangar upstairs and load the plane for a takeoff immediately. Schnell,
Doctor. Yeah, well, Herr Doctor. I go.
Fire 2 shots when you're ready for me to send off the plane.
Yeah, Herr Doctor.
Oh, the hangar is upstairs, eh? Oh, yes. See, a ladder leads up from here. Well, here's where we get off this island on that plane and kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Professor! Jimmy!
Yes, sir. What's up, Ken?
Any luck, Mr. Ken?
You bet. They're loading up a radio-controlled plane for a takeoff, and we're going to be in it.
What?
Come on now, follow me.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, where's it going?
We'll meet a boat offshore. All right, here's the iron ladder. Now you go first, Professor, and then you, Jimmy. Be careful. All right, go ahead. That's it. Up you go. We're coming away, Jimmy. Now, here we are. There's the door over there. Now be very quiet. I'm going to open it very gently. Here, Jimmy. Look through the crack. What do you see?
Jiminy, Mr. Kent. A man is getting ready to load some books into a plane. He's alone.
Yes.
It's Hans.
Dr. Kent, look at that cliff wall. It's open like a huge door.
Yes, the same opening we saw the plane disappear into when we landed on the island. All right now. When I count three, we make a dash for it. Overpower Hans and pile into that ship.
Okay, I'm with you.
I hope we make it.
Ready now. One, two, three. Here that takes care of our friend Hans. Get into the plane, Jimmy. All right, get in, Professor.
Mr. Kent, he's conscious. Look out, he's going to shoot.
There, that'll fix you. All right, come on, into the plane. Quick.
I can't, Kent. I can't.
The professor, he's wounded.
All right, quick, Jimmy. I'll carry the professor. Hurry. All right, now, slam the door.
What will Kent and Jimmy find when the radio-controlled plane comes to rest near the boat? Whose boat is it? And why is Deutsch shipping the strange books away from Volcano Island? There are thrills ahead, thrills and excitement. Be sure to listen in.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.